This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
All right. Hello out there and welcome to So What's Your Problem? And by the way, you are so lucky, you listeners and those in the studios and the hundreds trying to break down our doors that are already giving us a tremendous welcome. Anyway, we have a tribute to the boss, Bruce Springsteen, tonight because we like to play some good music on So What's Your Problem? So if you, you got an issue, you got something going on in your life and you're stressed out, believe me, in 1 hour, you will be very relaxed by the sound of Brianna Kim's voice, who I'm going to introduce any second. All right. So let me give a hearty welcome to, first of all, the beautiful, brilliant bookends to my right. She is the lovely, smart, sexy, I'm going to save sassy for the other bookend because she is sassy. And she is a fitness, nutrition, and all things health-related expert. She is also an actor, a spokesperson, and she is a reporter, a celebrity interviewer, and Kristen Harold. Hi.
That's it? No other career tonight?
We're getting there. I heard you in Cabo San Lucas.
I was in Cabo San Lucas.
Strictly to interview a well-known celebrity.
Yes, I was.
Who was that celebrity, may we
Nicole ask? Kidman.
Really?
How, yes.
What type of person, because our listeners like to know, what type of person is Nicole?
Lovely.
Lovely.
Elegant. Pretty. Classy.
Nice.
Funny.
Funny.
Grateful.
Really? Funny.
Yeah.
Grateful.
Just a down-to-earth
and
lady.
Kristen and I are friends, and you can't believe the amount of people she calls a jerk.
I do.
Which we will not mention
on
air. Sure.
Nicole Kidman is not one of them.
I don't know if I could say douche, but she uses that word too. And anyway, when Kristen...
True stories.
When Kristen is not busy enough on weekends, she has a specific profession. She trains only Labrador retrievers. I don't know how that happened. She once got bitten by a Labrador retriever, so she spent her whole life trying to train that dog. It just came off the top of my head, but thank you. Okay, and to the left, she's sassy. She dresses like a movie star. She's lovely. I'm waiting for her and Kristen to sexually harass me.
Not happening.
So I could call Brianna Kim.
Just, we're waiting for the right time.
Thank you. Yeah. Which may never come. I have a feeling. Anyway, she is a relationship expert. She is a child rearing expert. She is a fashionista. She's my personal caretaker and keeps her eye on me at all times.
All times.
So that I don't misbehave too much. She's also our producer. And since she isn't busy enough, she actually works with Stanley the Giraffe at that wine tasting
place. The Malibu Wine Safari.
At the Malibu Wine Safari.
Yes.
She makes sure people don't get out of line with the giraffe.
Absolutely.
You're not familiar
with it. It's a lot like doing this show.
And now, as I look at this beautiful smiling face, we're so happy to have today our amazing employment attorney and pretty much employee advocate. And my goodness, thanks to some of the despicable men of Hollywood, there are a lot of cases going out there. Would you agree with that, Wayman, our engineer? What do you think?
I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
There's a lot of stuff going on. As a matter of fact, you and I will be going to law school and become employee advocates. Because, I mean, this is a cash cow with these morons. Okay. But she handles discrimination cases, harassment cases, retaliation cases, wrongful termination, and one that I didn't think would be that important a area of expertise. She has wage and hour issues, and a lot of them. She's nodding her head. And this is the great Brianna Kim. Let's hear it. Let's hear it for Brianna Kim. There is a round of applause. Look at that smile. And get this down right away because it's easy to remember. Put this in your smartphone or tell your significant other if they're smart enough to remember this. WageRecoveryQueen.com. She is the queen of wage recovery.
She is.
Ergo, Wage Recovery Queen. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, as Carlito Al Pacino said in Carlito's Way, Brianna, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It wasn't easy to get Brianna on. That's why I had to talk to her for an hour on the phone after speaking to her representatives. So tell us, come on, let's go way back when. You know, where are you from? Maybe upbringing, siblings, anything you'd like to share, and particularly law school, which law school, and what made you decide to go into law?
Sure. I grew up in Anaheim, California, and I currently live pretty close to there in Buena Park, California, so in Orange County. I don't think I ever desired to go to law school. In college, I went to UC San Diego. I remember telling my counselor that I actually wanted to be a diplomat in India, and she looked at me and asked me if I had any connections with any foreign service employees, and I said no.
It's not going to happen, right?
So then she said, you might want to consider taking a detour and first going to law school. So then that's how it happened. And then I decided to take her advice and then applied and went to Loyola Law School here in Los Angeles.
Good school.
So
did you go to high school in the LA area?
I went to high school in Orange County in Fullerton, Troy High School.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And undergrad?
UC San Diego.
Yeah.
In La Jolla.
Oh, I'm sorry, law school?
Loyola. Yeah.
Yeah, great school.
I'm going to play this show back for you so you hear that.
Yeah. It's part of the show. We leave in all.
We talk, but we don't listen. That's how it is.
We leave in all my mistakes because we want this to be a very real show.
Yes. Embodies how
we
are.
No, that's it. And that's why we hit it off on the phone.
That's right.
And I do have to say that Brianna is a new mom. And she thought because of my New York accent, I'd be saying Brianna, but I don't. All right. Right off the bat. Who did you first work for out of law school?
First worked with Joseph Loretovich. It's in Woodland Hills. They do employment litigation as well on behalf of employees.
Okay.
So I worked there for several years. And then And then I briefly moved to Chicago and came back.
Uh-huh. Where in Chicago?
Right in Lakeview.
Okay. You know, I've always mentioned him. My daughter went to Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Hung out in Chicago's a great town.
We might actually hire a law clerk next week who graduated from Northwestern.
That's a good school. So law clerk means that they've graduated law school? They're in law school?
Yeah, I think she's just waiting for her bar results.
Debbie D., have you been to Chicago?
No, I haven't.
It's a great town.
But I've done a lot of business there, so, you know, from here.
Oh, right. That's right.
Got to get out there soon.
Yeah, good excuse to visit. And Kristen Harrells, you have been to Chicago, of course.
I love Chicago.
Yeah.
I debated moving there. It was Chicago or L.A.
Was it a business? Was a business going on or acting?
No, it was just
reporting.
It was just I wanted out of Columbus, and it was Chicago or L.A. And then warm weather beat out.
Right,
Chicago.
Chicago gets pretty cold.
Yeah,
couldn't
take the winters anymore. Yeah.
So you lived there for a couple of years, though.
No, that was the plan, to live in Chicago for a couple years, but I ended up going there for a month. The month that I went was when Lakeview, that one street was completely clogged for 12 hours because of that historic storm in 2011.
That happens.
Yes.
Our streets do get clogged in snowy weather.
That's one way to say it.
Yes, we get great clogging. My girlfriend and I have a little cabin up by Big Bear. We had to go up to prepare for winter. But why prepare? You want to go to a cabin when it snows.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us. Okay. So what was your first case now?
Well, the case that I remember case that we had against Amtrak.
Amtrak?
Yes.
Wow.
So we represented an engineer.
Oh, the engineer.
Yes.
And this was before texting.
Yeah. Well, no, I think texting still existed. But I remember this case distinctly because it was the first case where I took my first federal deposition.
Ah.
And so taking your first deposition is very similar to...
From the engineer?
No.
From the employer.
Yes.
Can I ask, can we ask what the situation was? Or?
Yeah, it was disability discrimination from what I recall.
Oh,
so
okay.
He wasn't being accommodated.
Okay.
So do a lot of people call you and just want to chat about their work situation? Do you get a lot of that and do you enjoy that?
Well, that's the part of this business as a plaintiff's attorney. You are a quasi-therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So
imagine.
A lot of times, yes.
Yeah, they need a shoulder to cry on.
Mm-hmm.
As a personal trainer, I'm a quasi-therapist also. Yes.
That's Kristen Howell. She
is. We all get, I think a lot of professions get that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We all do a little therapy with our customers, so to speak.
Yeah.
So
a lot of therapy
what,
with me, Stan.
All right, looks like we only have 1 minute left. Mm-hmm. So back with the firm. You were with the firm for a few years?
Yes.
And I want to hear about what made you break off. Now, after the firm, you went on your own?
No, not after that
You
firm.
Went to another firm?
Yes.
Okay, so we want to hear a little bit about the differences and the nuances between having your own practice
yes.
and being with the large
sure.
firm.
Yeah.
Some changes in the
some
law.
Of your cases.
We should talk about some changes in the law,
yeah.
given the news of the day and given some things coming down the pike.
All right.
I know people need to hear that.
I think Debbie D is going to have some questions for you, Ms. Brianna.
Yes, after the break. Or?
All right, we're up against the break, so let's go and have our break. I think we're going to hear from the boss. And he's born in the USA. All right. Have some fun. Go to the bathroom. Get a treat. Have your dog do some tricks. Get the score of the ball game. And come back on the other side with the great Brianna Kim, employee advocate.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the subject is human trafficking. Hundreds of thousands of adults and children alike enslaved for manual labor and sex trade here in our own cities. Tom Girardi talks with two crusaders against human trafficking about the need for awareness to prevent extortion of our children. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Meryl Schindler here with Daily Nosh on 790 KABC. I'm sitting here with Greg Doolin from Doolin's on Crenshaw. And we got Thanksgiving coming up.
That's right.
And it causes a lot of anxiety for a lot of people. What can Doolin's Catering do for Thanksgiving?
Well, I can take away that anxiety, Meryl, I think this will be my 28th or 29th year doing a special I call You Do the Bird and We'll Do the Rest. We cook all of the side dishes and all the fixings for the Thanksgiving holiday meal. All you have to do is do the turkey. And if you don't know how to do the turkey, we'll teach you how to do the turkey.
Turkey can be tricky, but, you know, even if the turkey fails, you got all the side dishes.
Some would say the side dishes make the meal, Meryl.
I would argue that turkey is turkey, but some good greens, some really fine potatoes, that's beauty.
You've got to have some good cornbread dressing.
Oh,
with some
perfect.
Delicious giblet gravy.
Doolin's on Crenshaw for the holidays for any time. It's Doolin's.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now the Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Back in high school. You know, we have all had those amazing glory days. I know we all have glory days ahead. Maybe not really. Maybe for Brianna Kim. Anyway.
Do we have to call you the boss?
Glory days. No. Kristen Harrell, what were your true glory days? First coming to, I know,
these
meeting,
moments right
yeah, now. Meeting me. No, here's the setup.
We know how to
meeting
answer
you
your questions.
Yeah, meeting you, Stan.
Yeah.
Brianna, glory days. When you were younger or now you're having a great time? Or what would you say?
Now I think with
yeah,
my kids.
It's good. Yeah, it's true. Deb, I bet you would say the same, right?
I have glory days on in different ways on
yeah.
different ends.
Okay.
So, we'll just leave it at that.
All right. We will not touch that And there's something I may say later. All right, I think we have a caller, and I think it's Rita. Rita, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you been listening to a little bit of the show, and just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay, you are walking or doing something. Am I correct? I hear some breathing.
Well,
are you being sexually... No, I'm kidding. Are you doing something sexual at work?
No, I'm not at work right now, actually. I'm at home.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night, Sam.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of late, so...
Well, look, you could be working a graveyard shift as a security guard.
Yeah,
all right, so you've listened. We have the great Brianna Kim. She's an employee advocate. What is your problem, Rita?
Okay, I have a new boss at work, and he is extremely friendly. I'm starting to feel a little bit confused and anxious when I go to work now. He'll touch my shoulder and my back, and, you know, it seems like a very innocent thing, but it makes me feel anxious.
Right. So a couple of questions. How long have you had the job?
I've been here probably about 10 years.
Oh, but you have a new boss.
I have a new boss.
Okay.
Right.
Let's have Brianna. I'm teasing her. I promised I'd throw in that New York accent. She's having a little coffee. All right, Brianna, the lovely, talented, brilliant Brianna Kim will now try to help you out and come down and punch that new boss right in the face.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So just a couple of quick questions. How recent has this been?
It seems to be happening all the time. And just recently, he's starting to say that I look really good today, you know, in my clothes. And it seems to be escalating very slowly, but it's making me feel uncomfortable. And I just don't know what to do. It's a small company, and we really don't have a big HR department. And like I said, I really need this job. What do you think I should do?
Well, have you thought about reaching out to HR and at least putting them on notice that you have some concerns?
Well, since it's such a small company, we really don't even have an HR. I mean, we've got a girl that does the bookkeeping and, you know, she keeps track of our days and such. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Are you the only female employee there?
No. There's a few others.
And do you know?
I have not asked any of the others if he's doing the same thing. I have not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's something you can subtly find out to see if other people are being similarly treated like yourself.
That's a good idea.
And then the other thing is this new boss of yours, is he someone who has direct supervision of you on a day-to-day basis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And does he have anyone that he has to report to?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
And is that a female or a male individual?
Male. Yeah, I'm in a very male-dominated business.
Are you a construction worker? forget it. All right, talk to Brianna. I'm sorry. I kid.
So when was the first time that you started feeling uncomfortable, though, at work with this new boss?
I would say probably within the first month that he came on board. When he would come and talk to me, he would get a little bit too close, you know.
Like your personal space was invaded.
Gotcha.
And then you felt anxious, and you have like your intuition that's telling you things are not okay. It's kind of like
that's
a red
right.
flag. I think mm-hmm. that happens a lot to people, especially yeah. in women. So what do you think, Brianna?
So did it happen in this year or how far back? Like, are we talking about years of this or just in the last year?
No, it's probably, definitely within the last year because he hasn't been here that long.
Hmm. And then have you ever told him, whether directly or indirectly, that you don't feel very comfortable by what he's doing?
No, because, I mean, he may think it's very innocent, you know, I don't know. I'm really scared because I don't want to lose my job. That's the main thing. And I'm scared if I say something, he might get mad and say, well, you know what? I'm in charge. You're gone.
Yeah, you're not alone. Wow. That's for sure, Rita.
And I think that if it was innocent, you wouldn't have a feeling that it wasn't innocent.
Yeah. And with what's going on today in today's world, I think he knows that maybe it's not that innocent. But Brianna, please answer this question for me. A lot of these sexual harassers... Mm-hmm. Do they think it's not that terrible what they're doing, or they know? Well, I think in Weinstein's case, he was paying people off left and right.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there's different degrees of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
What could be sexual harassment and what isn't.
And you wonder if it's going to change just any of these guys, or I'll throw a female in there anyway, but I don't, it's not much females. If it's going to just change any of these guys' actions at all, I mean, I've had a boss that's been emotionally abusive, and I'm wondering if any of this will change him. The consensus seems to be no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, women are going to come forward much quicker now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's for sure. But what do we tell Rita, that she's just got to maybe talk straight?
Well, Rita,
document.
Your concern is shared by many other people in your position, and it's a little bit more difficult only because these incidents on an isolated basis don't seem as severe as some of the stuff that we hear people like Mr. Weinstein does and stuff. But at the same time, if you don't somehow put your employer on notice that you have this discomfort in these interactions with your direct supervisor, they're not going to ever be able to do anything about it, because the company does have certain obligations, right, to conduct an investigation once you put them on notice that you feel harassed or uncomfortable at work. So it's really something
that is tricky. She could lose her job.
What about employee evaluations? In other words, if she gets good evaluations, that could help her situation. That, let's say she goes to the boss and now he fires her.
Yeah.
What?
In that situation, she would
definitely try to argue that, look, I've had a history of just unparalleled success here at the company, have never been written up.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, shortly after I express concerns about conduct that I find to be uncomfortable, I am just let go.
Right. You know, Debbie said something, I think a couple of weeks ago, we had Elliot Rushovich on, and she said, for her personally, I don't think she minds me paraphrasing what she said, that if you're not worried about the dollar making the money, you can keep your dignity. Now, I have a feeling Rita is worried about the money. Mm-hmm. And also, just stay on with us, Rita, though, and tell us what you think about this, and gals.
Okay.
In the entertainment industry, the dollar is not number one to these women that want to be starlets. It's the fame. It's the notoriety.
It's all together.
It's all together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's harder to walk away.
I think they want to become famous more than the dollar. But you need the job, right, Rita? You need the job.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I know when someone, you said that he touches you on your back and on your shoulder, and it's just too close. And I know there's certain areas of the body that are too close for that. You know, somebody shouldn't put their hand on the small of your back when they're talking to you.
Exactly.
A man should not do that. And I've experienced that many times in my the hair on the back of my neck is standing straight up thinking, get your hand off of my back.
More from a client or a boss?
If a handshake is good, but if someone's going to touch me above my elbow, on my arm, on my shoulder, it doesn't feel right. So I totally get what you're saying, and I totally think that maybe the first step is just to look at him dead in the eye and just say, I'm not comfortable with your hands on me like that, and just see what happens. And if he lets you go, maybe,
you call Pagana.
But
I think, Rita, the other option you can try to consider, depending on how you feel, because you're physically in that environment every day, is to just maybe perhaps go to lunch at the same time as some of these other female colleagues of yours, and then just subtly bring up Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And then say,
and your boss
is
no.
Have you guys experienced any of this?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be one option, to just do it under stealth mode.
Yeah.
Right.
Just do some investigation.
Yeah.
I think I'll do that. That sounds like a great idea.
And that would make you feel a lot better. And there may be women that he is being much more untoward to than you.
Most likely.
You'll find that,
I think that's most
likely people that have been experienced this guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been experiencing that from Kristen Harold for a while. She started, you're nice to meet you by the pool, we'll be friends. And she liked my bathing suit. She's buying me drinks, wine.
Just bowing you with alcohol.
So finally I had to tell her, keep it up. Okay, we're up against the break.
Thank you, Rita.
We just finished second.
Yeah,
two.
Do some homework.
Yeah, Rita.
Rita,
thank you.
See what else is happening.
Yeah, but I think eventually you are going to have to approach
Absolutely.
The boss. Mm-hmm. You figure out your own tactful way, but...
Even for your dignity.
Yes, even for your dignity. And if you do get fired, see Debbie. She'll give you unemployment insurance out of her own pocket. She's very generous.
Sure.
Okay, wait a minute. Do we have the boss to take us out, or he's coming up right here? All right, the boss is taking us on out. All right, you're listening to Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm Stan Katz with Kristen Harrell, with Debbie D, and with the lovely, very talented, very bright Brianna Kim, employee advocate, and she is, believe it or not, the Wage Recovery Queen. WageRecoveryQueen.com.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Two people are dead, four others critically injured after a motorcycle and a car crashed early in the morning through Santa Fe Springs. The crash reported just before 2 a.m. along Carmenita Road where it meets with the 5 Santa Ana Freeway overpass. Police are still investigating that crash. A 29-year-old carjacking suspect was wounded early Saturday morning when an officer involved shooting in Alhambra along East Beacon Street. USC and UCLA football met at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum Saturday. In the end, USC beat UCLA. Final score, 28. LAPD is having a specialized motorcycle safety enforcement operation Sunday in the Foothill area. It's aimed at lowering motorcycle-related crashes and injuries. It'll run between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday to 23. KABC SoCal weather. Mostly clear, 53 degrees overnight, 76 for a high Sunday afternoon with lots of sunshine. Right now, 64 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
What's going on around your house?
I spilled red wine on a white leather couch.
Our dishwasher smells.
Well, I can help. Call me, Lou Manfredini, live Saturday mornings on House Smarts Radio from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The season of gratitude is upon us. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Thanksgiving means spending time with family and friends. Whether the gathering is at your house or not, don't let that water heater make a turkey out of you. Call the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Yep, even on holidays. So if your pipes get stuffed, they're the ones to trust. Save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the subject is human trafficking. Hundreds of thousands of adults and children alike enslaved for manual labor and sex trade here in our own cities. Tom Girardi talks with two crusaders against human trafficking about the need for awareness to prevent extortion of our children. Tune in Champions of Justice, Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Up my feet to the wind, a rain train running through the middle of my head. Yeah,
are you Neil Diamonding Bruce Springsteen? Is that what's happening?
Everybody's Neil Diamond. Haven't you heard me say? I can't sing, and everybody's Neil Diamond.
Everybody's Neil Diamond.
That's this was the great. But world. Did you see this video?
Oh, I love this video.
The video is unbelievable. Yeah. He goes to the attractive blonde's house with the keys to the car. Anyway, all right, welcome back. The show is, so what's your problem, Brianna Kim? So we're trying to help her out. Now, she's our she's a wonderful expert attorney, and she is an employee advocate. And get this down, she is and can be found on WageRecoveryQueen.com. If you have a discrimination case, a harassment case, retaliation, a wrongful termination... I love the retaliation thing. You know, like, I'm from the Bronx. So one employee rats out another employee.
Yeah.
So you just kill them, right? You beat them with a club, and who needs a lawyer? No.
Yeah, you hire someone.
Give us an example, though, of a retaliation case.
Yeah. The perfect example is using Rita's case, right?
Oh.
The last caller.
Yeah.
Suppose she lodges a complaint in writing about conduct that she finds is sexually inappropriate, doesn't have a history of personnel write-ups, and then shortly thereafter she gets fired, then we would argue that obviously that firing was a form of retaliation. Okay.
I think Kristen Harold has a question.
I do. I have a friend who worked for a small company who was consistently, for about 3 years, he had to work overtime without getting paid overtime. And he was not officially fired. It was sort of a disagreement and, you know, there wasn't an official notice on either end. But I know he's owed back wages. And how does one go about, first of all, overtime. Yeah. Overtime and just unfair work practices, I guess, in general. Like, how does someone go about starting a process?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, individuals here in California can do it by themselves as well. And they can go back up to 3 years from the date that they decide to file a case against the employer. And then if they decide to retain an attorney, there is a cause of action that permits them to go back even up to 4 years of unpaid wages. So in your friend's situation, if he were an hourly employee mm-hmm. and was not properly getting paid overtime in California, then if he wasn't getting paid for any hours at the overtime rate when he worked more than 8 hours in a day, mm-hmm. then he could recover overtime for that. And that would be at time and a half of whatever his regular rate of pay was. So if he were making $10 an hour, it'd be $15.
Now, what about...
I don't know about his record keeping. What if he didn't keep proper record keeping? Is it possible a payroll company could lie about hours? How does that work?
Well, it depends on how the payroll is kept at his company. But if it's a smaller company, oftentimes it's usually just done manually, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate these days. But the employer has the burden to keep an accurate timekeeping of the payroll records. And in situations where that's not done, it ends up becoming the employer's word against the employee's word. But then at that juncture, the employee would be able to testify with respect to how his average workday or work weeks were.
Is it possible for a small business to be taken down by an employee that was not paid properly, like put them out of business? Has that happened?
That has happened, and then that's unfortunate because then you might have a judgment against the employer, and then
paid.
The employer will just file for bankruptcy.
Mm, okay.
So we try to avoid that, too.
Yeah.
We're not.
But in those situations, and we had this recently, but in those situations, that's why it's really important to try to hold the owner of that company also liable under a theory called alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully if the company decides to conveniently fold, then perhaps the owner might somehow still be responsible.
Well, because also I know the owner has other jobs and other means of income. This is sort of a side business for him. So you can go after them personally as
well?
So
you would have to try to sue the owner personally by gathering certain facts to establish that.
Okay.
But there are means, yes.
But generally, would you say people settle and pay up?
Most employment cases do settle. Wage hour cases probably should. But when they are tried, I mean, you can get attorney's fees. So there are plenty of attorneys out there who try them as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Damages.
All right.
Damages can be collected with those too.
You make some, yeah, you got some damages on that.
Yeah,
which is why I think employers often settle.
What is though? Okay, I know if someone works full time 5 days a week, because I was in a business like that. After 8 hours, it's time and a half. After 12 hours, it's double time.
Mm-hmm.
But what about if you just work a 30-hour week? Can you work 10-hour days, 3 10-hour days?
So even in that situation, you would still recover daily overtime.
Okay, great. Do we have a caller with Mr. Wayman? Hello. To whom am I speaking? Excuse me. Can we take a caller panel?
Hey, it's your show.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
You're the boss.
Hey.
You're the El Jefe.
Hopefully we have answers.
All right. You know what?
I can take all the questions
you know want. You know what it's like to have three beautiful women telling you you're the boss? It makes you feel secure enough that you don't want to sexually harass anybody.
Good.
You don't. You just want to be polite and kind.
Good.
All right. So, hello. Who's this? Are you the? Who am I speaking to?
Peter.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Have you ever been the boss?
Have you ever been where?
Have you ever been a boss over people?
Peter.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Peter.
Okay, Peter. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Have you ever been in a position where you've been the boss.
The employer.
The employer. And I'm not talking about being Bruce Springsteen.
Not the employer, but I've been an employee. So that's, my question has to do with unemployment compensation.
Oh, go right ahead, please.
I was a full-time employee for 10 years. Got a W-2.
Right.
And then for the last 5 years, I've been an hourly employee, but I got laid off because they hired a full-time person.
You were still a W-2? When you got laid off, you were still an employee.
When I was
W-2.
The last 5 years, they've given me, I think it's a 1099.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
so it appears as though I was a consultant, but in actuality, I was an hourly employee.
Ooh, that's
so I want to know if I'd be eligible to collect unemployment.
Well, more than that, Brianna may give you some really good news here.
Well, I think for purposes of unemployment, you probably won't qualify if you've been 1099'd. And then it sounds like you're arguing that you were improperly classified as a 1099. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So then in that situation...
I've always been an employee, but they said I was a consultant, but in fact I was an employee. And as a matter of fact, I submitted like weekly timesheets, so I was paid as an hourly employee.
Mm-hmm. So is there any reason why they suddenly converted you into a 1099 capacity?
I just went from full-time to half-time, and to tell you the truth, I wasn't paying attention when I was getting a W-2 versus a 1099. I just went along with it.
But Brianna,
now they hired a full-time person, and I've been laid off, basically, so I just want to know if I'd be eligible.
Does the company save money by making him a 1099, like less taxes, less Social Security?
I'm sure they
save money.
Yeah.
So he can have, you think he's got a case?
There's a potential case for misclassification.
Yeah.
But with respect to applying for unemployment, I don't think he'd be able to do that. I think unemployment would deny it on the fact that you're a 1099.
Yeah, I think more so. You have a case that, from what I'm hearing, you're behaving as a W-2. You're behaving as an employee. In other words, you need to let them know what you've done or where you've been. Do you have any kind of an office, a desk? Are you asked to attend meetings?
Absolutely. All of you both.
Yeah. So that would be your case. Then if you win that, correct me, if you want to jump in, Brianna, but then you might have a case for unemployment insurance as well.
Yeah, I think I would still maybe try. I think if I were in your situation, maybe still try to apply as if you're an employee and then see how unemployment rules. Maybe you can present an argument that you've always been considered a paid employee. But at some point, they're going to ask you probably for your W-2s, perhaps, at the hearing. And then at that point, EDD might... Unfortunately, deny it.
Well, you show your W-2s and say, now 1099, but I'm behaving in exactly the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could tell them that for 5 years you've been W-2'd.
Right. And now you've been 1099. Who knows what the hell number they're going to throw at you next? If you become B-73...
You'll be 501c3'd.
Or G-96, you're in trouble. And now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever used an attorney? In any...
Not in this case, no.
You've never had need to use an attorney?
Thank God, no.
Okay, because we have a good one that likes to show off and throw their briefs in the air.
Well, that's what I was following.
It's fun.
They find
Yeah, and he does that in front of this female employee. This is one of Brianna's biggest cases. All right, Peter, thank you very much. But, I think you've got something strong going on there. And so take this down, really. What you want to do is contact the Wage Recovery Queen. And that is our lovely Brianna Kim. And she's wagerecoveryqueen.com, wagerecoveryqueen.com. All right.
I have another question, Brianna.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We got about 30 seconds. Thanks a lot, Pete.
When you win a case and you recover wages, is the employee now responsible for taxes on those wages?
Well, yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Well, it depends really on how the settlement is reached, but a portion of it would have to go
to tax
as wages. Okay. Otherwise, the IRS will.
Oh, the IRS wants their money. They always want their money.
Yeah. Start
knocking on their door.
All right. Now, don't worry your friend with
I won't. Just curious. Just curious.
Okay, we're up against another break. And what do we got now from the boss? Oh, yeah.
Baby, let me in. I want to be your friend. I want to share your dreams and visions.
I didn't know you were a Boss fan.
Love
Kristen
him.
Harrell.
Do you? Oh, really? I love him, yeah.
We never listen to him by the pool, do
American,
we?
American, aren't I?
All right. Let me in inside your dreams. Is that it?
What is let this? Me in. I want to be your friend. I want to share your dreams and visions.
All right. Let us in. We want to be your friend. This is So What's Your Problem? Come back on the other side and stay awake out there. It's getting late. We're getting ready to party. And Brianna Kim is going to tell me where to go to get me some nice domies.
Season of gratitude is upon us. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Thanksgiving means spending time with family and friends. Whether the gathering is at your house or not, don't let that water heater make a turkey out of you. Call the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Yep, even on holidays. So if your pipes get stuffed, they're the ones to trust. Save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
This is Meryl Schindler here with Daily Nosh on 790 KBC. I'm sitting here with Greg Doolin from Doolin's on Crenshaw. And we got Thanksgiving coming up.
That's right.
And it causes a lot of anxiety for a lot of people. What can Doolin's Catering do for Thanksgiving?
Well, I can take away that anxiety, Meryl. I think this will be my 28th or 29th year doing a special I call You Do the Bird and We'll Do the Rest. We cook all of the side dishes and all the fixings for the Thanksgiving holiday meal. All you have to do is do the turkey. And if you don't know how to do the turkey, we'll teach you how to do the turkey.
Turkey can be tricky, but, you know, even if the turkey fails, you got all the side dishes.
Some would say the side dishes make the meal, Meryl.
I would argue that turkey is turkey, but some good greens, some really fine potatoes, that's beauty.
You've got to have some good cornbread dressing with some
perfect.
Delicious giblet gravy.
Doolin's on Crenshaw for the holidays for any time. It's Doolin's.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the subject is human trafficking. Hundreds of thousands of adults and children alike enslaved for manual labor and sex trade here in our own cities. Tom Girardi talks with two crusaders against human trafficking about the need for awareness to prevent extortion of our children. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10, here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack.
I went out for a ride and I never went back.
You're bringing me back, Stan. You're bringing me back. I like it.
Who's better than the boss? All right, so the show is So What's Your Problem? And it's a weekly show. And it airs now, actually. And it's almost
are we on the air
done
now?
Airing, but we're having a lot of fun. I have these lovely gals with me and Wayman the engineer. Let me introduce
Wayman.
Kristen Harreld, our fitness guru, model actress, and also reporter. And she also is a clown in the rodeo. Mm-hmm. On weekends in Vegas.
That's
yeah, she brings the bulls back to the
that was a long time dream coming.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I worked hard for that one.
And she has some beautiful cowboy hats. And we have the great employee advocate, and she is the boss of her own firm, and she is the queen of wage recovery, ergo WageRecoveryQueen.com, WageRecoveryQueen.com. She is an employment attorney, as I said, an employee advocate. If you have been discriminated against, have experienced harassment, and my goodness, in this day and age, who hasn't?
God, I have so many people that are just going through stuff like that. My girlfriend is going through something with her boss too. Just ridiculous things.
Yeah. Really?
Ridiculous.
So anyway, Brianna Kim, but yeah. What is she going on with? What's going on with her boss?
Oh,
is this someone who works in television?
No. Okay. This is a whole somebody completely else? Different animal.
Okay. Type of business. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy is harassing the girls to get along with his girlfriend. And if they don't
at
get along.
At work?
Yeah.
Oh, his girlfriend works.
No, the girlfriend doesn't work there.
So what do
it's
they have
the,
to get
it's in? Completely, the whole situation is completely bizarre. And this guy is threatening my friend who works for him that she better get along with his girlfriend.
Does the girlfriend come around the business? I mean, why had
that? The whole thing's crazy.
Why is she involved at all?
We don't know, but it's the guy's, it's the boss's fault, obviously, for not putting his foot down with somebody, the girlfriend.
Yeah, what is that about?
It's really, just people are weird.
She it's like forcing people to be part of a sorority when you don't want to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah. Work.
It's just bizarre behavior on these people's parts.
Power tripping.
Were you in a sorority in school?
No, I wasn't in a sorority.
Well, you see San Diego didn't have that.
I don't think they have
not much of a Greek life. It's a gorgeous campus.
Yeah.
And Kristen, who looks like the ultimate sorority girl from Ohio
Hell
State, was
no.
not. Was
oh,
not.
You went to Ohio State?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, OSU, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Big school, huh?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we hung out with the fraternities anyway. There was no reason to be part of the sorority.
Right. Back in the day.
Go have the good times with the guys.
I was a basketball player, and I started pledging the jock house.
You were a basketball player?
For a small school. I was like, you know the game then, the way you said it?
No,
I was
no.
Small, I was a very small forward.
Okay.
A shooting forward, as they say, at a small school. But anyway, so I started pledging, and my best friend was a hockey player. So the first thing, you know, I'm going to say this right on the radio. The listeners know I'm Jewish.
You are?
I have a lot of Italian family. But anyway, they said, I'm not kidding, the first night, the brothers are pretty drunk. You know, they're jocks. So they go, hey, bring the big Jew up here from the Bronx. That's me. My friend was quiet. I was not so quiet. And they, you bend over, you hold your private parts, and they paddle you.
Oh, my God.
But hard. And everybody goes, let me get a crack at the Jew. I'm thinking, nice. Do I want to be here? So my buddy Elliot, I shouldn't say it, Feldman, who was also a Jew, but a hockey player and a very good hockey player. 3 o'clock in the morning, we go to the president's house. I say, you know, I'm not seeing this. He says, okay, yeah. Forget it. What are you waking me up 3 in the morning? But, you know, Greek life was weird. And look, at Penn State, they just killed that kid.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I
when
think
he
that
was
happened
pledging?
A while ago, right?
Yeah,
they
it happened a while
video.
Ago. Yeah.
They just
found
the video.
Is that true?
They plowed him with
my niece is actually
was it 18
there.
At Penn State?
Yeah.
She just started her first
18 drinks? 45 minutes or something crazy.
Yeah.
They gave him.
And then he suffocated. Yeah.
You know what's funny though, Stan? I have a lot of guys that are in fraternities. They still, to this day, 20, 25 years later, will not talk about their pledge days. They won't. Like,
well,
the
maybe
first
it's embarrassing.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Maybe they signed some sort of confidentiality.
I think the whole thing is weird.
But those parents, I guess, are getting a fortune now. I mean, they lost their son. It's tragic.
Yeah.
But that's a big suit against the college.
What men and look want at to paddle another man? I never understood this.
What men want to commit despicable, egregious sexual
that's
acts
what I'm saying.
Against children? No. In the Penn State situation, the Sandusky guy's in jail forever. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, sexual harassment.
That's a whole different thing.
And that's cool. I don't know how they still get students. That's some crazy reputation. But I know the school that I went to, which was a
one point.
Which was a small school. And by the way, you got annihilated by Iowa last week.
I know.
Ohio State.
Yeah, and then we annihilated Michigan State.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big rivalry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, how do we get into that conversation? I don't know. Brianna, a craziest case. Just give me a crazy case that started out looking normal and I don't know, whoever, you know, your client, whomever just got crazy or with the
with
the insurance.
Crazy cases are when the claims are not that great and you hope that they settle and then you end up having to try the case and then you recover damages and then you find out that the company is probably going to fold and so all this effort
and I wonder if it's similar to one of our personal injury guys. He tells people when they're unrealistic, and this must happen with you, they're unrealistic about what their award is going to be if they win the case.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells them, I'm going to have to start charging some money now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he needs an extra PI. They need to do more surveillance.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Where, no, not yet. But there are times where
they're unrealistic.
You get a client in the beginning, you vet them, and they seem completely normal.
Yeah, right.
And then 3/4 down into the case, they suddenly demand an amount that wasn't even discussed before or is not even viable.
Yeah. Okay, would you...
The other people probably get in their ears and start talking. And,
or the media and stuff.
Yeah, and then there's also probably the other case where people don't do anything. They don't think they have a case, but they probably really do.
That happens, too.
And then they never...
Yeah, well, there are people that probably are just reticent about coming forward, and they let it go.
Yeah.
But do you think, because I have an opinion on this, but I'd rather hear it from the women right now, listeners. Okay, so we know about the Me Too campaign. We spoke about this in the green room a little bit. And what are your feelings on it, Brianna? Is it helping? Is it hurting? Is it like everybody wants to be able to say me? Is it almost fashionable to want to say you've been sexually harassed?
I don't know. I guess one of my concerns with the Me Too campaign is whether it'll kind of undermine the seriousness of what all of these women have likely experienced.
Yeah. And Kristen Harold, what do you think?
I have mixed feelings on it as well. I mean, look, I've never been, I've had one minor thing happen to me.
Right.
I like to think that nothing's happened to me because I'm strong, or maybe people view me as that I won't take their crap. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It's just when everyone jumps on the bandwagon, I don't know what statement that makes.
Yeah, like we said in the green room, we don't want to mitigate the real wrongdoing.
No, and I don't want to take away from someone that really was hurt by it. But
no.
I really have to say, I'm watching Accuser come out 40 years later on CNN yesterday, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And you're crying like it happened yesterday. I got mixed feelings on that.
You know, and look, it's always a he said, she said, she said, he said.
Yeah.
And you would hate to see an innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
Look, all those Lifetime movies that show these angry high school girls that hate the teacher and do a she said thing, and the guy's losing his job and everything.
But at the same time, I think it's great that this Harvey Weinstein incident has explained to people why people wait so long to finally
agree. Yeah.
And as an attorney, I think
the psyche behind that, I think, is really helpful, why they wait
because
so long.
Because if I'm an opposing attorney to you, I'm going to say, why'd they wait so long?
Yeah.
And your face lights up and says, well, that's why. And it's a big embarrassment. I mean, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the kid that was abused by Kevin Spacey. His mom said it was just so embarrassing. We didn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it is true with people coming out. Brianna, I'm sure you agree. It's more comfortable to come out and say this is what happened.
And I think a lot of times these victims of harassment often wonder, was it something that I did?
Sure.
Or is there something wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Why are they attacking me? What did I do?
There's some guilt involved also.
A lot of,
I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there have had real serious situations or you can have a bad boss and just accuse him as well. And the other thing, too, look, maybe we need to narrow the terminology because sexual harassment is very broad. Is it sexual harassment if you say, you know, you look sexy in the shirt and you pat him on the back?
Right.
Not the tush, even just the back.
That probably depends on the
person.
But
then there's sexual harassment, forcing somebody in a room and forcing themselves on them physically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there is obviously there's a lot of delineation.
Yeah, I know some employers that don't even celebrate Valentine's Day. Like, they don't even permit people to exchange those goodies
on
Valentine's Day because they don't want to create any discomfort or any sort of instances where one person says he or she wasn't given something and the other person
You know,
was.
It's fascinating now because we only have a minute left. George Bush, the 90-something-year-old president.
Oh, I know.
He's a groper. He's being accused. You haven't seen this. George H.W. Bush has been accused of being a groper now.
Yeah.
These young girls are coming out and saying he groped me. Oh, God. Next thing, who knows?
Oh, my God.
I cannot be accused of anything. I keep my hands in the right place. I am always trying to put my hand on the small of Debbie Payne's back, but I know never to do that.
I'm trying to think of all the times that I've grabbed onto a cameraman's arm just to walk because I'm in heels.
Well, I think that's okay.
Am I harassing you?
Heels are good. All right, I'm getting the signal. I really, from the bottom of my heart, Brianna Kim has been an absolute delight.
Thank you for having us. Great information.
And make sure you get this in your smartphones. WageRecoveryQueen.com, WageRecoveryQueen.com. I want to thank the great Kristen Herold for being a lovely co-host today and sharing her very poignant, profound, salient comments.
Happy to help.
And, of course, the amazing Debbie D. And she's sassy, tortures me, but we love her. Come back next.
You.
You're welcome. Come back next week. And remember, the show is So What's Your Problem? You got to say goodnight, Wayman.
Goodnight, Wayman.
Goodnight, Wayman. That is our engineer. All right, come back next Saturday night. And this is Stan Katzer. Enjoy yourself and behave out there.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.